This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. More than 30 Denver public schools will close early through Thursday this week due to extreme heat across the Front Range, and that number is likely to increase. DPS has 48 schools without air conditioning. Officials at some schools say temperatures in east-facing classrooms and those in upper levels can reach over 90 degrees. Schools say that is not safe or conducive for teaching and learning. Colorado's largest electric cooperative says it's dropping its stake in the biggest coal-fired power plant in the state. Miguel Utahuerla has the story.
Core Electric Cooperative owns a quarter of the electricity generated by the Comanche plant, which is run by majority owner Xcel Energy. The co-op says Xcel has mismanaged Comanche since it came online in 2010, resulting in constant breakdowns and millions of dollars in repair costs. Core now says it's leaving the ownership agreement and that Xcel must buy out its share. It's also suing the utility for alleged breach of contract. Xcel did not respond to a request for comment. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Teachers make up 1 in 10 of Airbnb's hosts in Colorado, according to the hospitality service company. Colorado teachers are some of the lowest paid in the country, and many say they need to supplement their salaries. The state's teachers earned just over $12 million from hosting Airbnb guests in 2021. Colorado has the fifth highest percentage of hosts who are educators. Right now in Denver, it's 95 degrees with a few clouds. In Grand Junction, it's 100 degrees and clear. In Meeker, it's 91 degrees. And in Montrose, it's 93 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.